in 2020, head coach Jamie Chadwell put together an historic season for the Coastal Carolina college football team. The Chanticleers had a record-setting 11-1 record and their first-ever FBS bowl game. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. It's an honor and pleasure to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for all the information on the show you need and the connection data there for you to give and support the program at WWIB.com. Well, before taking over Coastal Carolina, Jamie Chadwell was a two-time FCS Coach of the Year finalist at Charleston Southern, and the 44-year-old is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So we talked about your team and the season here. Jamie, on the program here these days, let's have you share a little bit about your family and your faith today. And your wife, I heard, has a very interesting story. She is from Iran. Is that right?
Yeah, she is. She grew up, she's Persian. She was born and grew up a little bit in Iran. Her family, it's a great testimony. Her family actually escaped during the revolution there, late 70s, early 80s, to try to you know, get away from the rule that was going to be over there and give their children an opportunity to come to America and be educated and learn about freedom. And so she came over here when she was young, actually had to teach her family how to speak English. She had a kindergarten teacher teach her how to speak English, and then she ended up teaching her family how to do that. She ended up going to a Christian college, and then once she graduated, she came to East Tennessee State. That's where I was coaching. I was restricted earnings grad assistant, and she came and pursued her master's degree there, and we met there where she worked for football, and I was coaching football, so it was a God thing, and became really good friends through FCA. Got married, I guess, 2-3 years later. We've been married almost 16. You'll be 16 years this summer. Have 3 children, a son that's 11, and a daughter that's 8, and a daughter that's 6. And in the coaching profession, you know, your wife is got to understand the type of profession that we're in. And she's a special lady that is a godly woman that raises our children to love and revere the Lord, and she's a blessing from above, and she's on this journey with me, and that's part of what it is when you're in sports, you're on a journey, and she has to be in there with you, and we are, and thankful for her and her commitment to Jesus and the type of young woman she is and how she's raising her children.
Yes, and you've said that she challenged you to go deeper in your own personal commitment to Jesus, so a godly woman you have there, right?
She is. She is a great example of that, because, you know, the hard part, I think, when you're walking with the Lord, the challenge, you know, the life gets in the way, right? You get so caught up in certain things that you're doing, trying to do this, trying to do that, and you don't feed yourself, and that's the most important thing. You got to feed yourself, and as a coach, you're trying to pour into 100-something players and coaches and then your family, and she's always trying to find ways to lift me up and make sure that I'm feeding myself and helping make sure to continue to grow my walk with Jesus, and always make sure that I'm always putting him first through the ups and downs, and making sure that he gets the credit for everything that we do. And she's a blessing in that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Coach, how does your faith transform the way you do your job on the football field, and, you know, your relationships with your coaches, your staff, and your players?
Well, for me, and this started a while back, is I think when you get in coaching, you know, you make a decision on why you're in it, and I knew how it impacted me. I knew how coaches impact me. Now, my father was a coach, and so I was around it, but I knew how coaches impacted me in a great way. Whether that was as a Christian coach or not, they impacted you in certain ways, you know, good or bad, right? And what I wanted to do, I knew when I became a head coach or a coach, and then ultimately a head coach, is, hey, this is a mission. And I'm going to make sure that the people that are under our guidance, they're going to make sure they hear about Jesus Christ and the gospel. And I want to make sure that they just don't learn about football through under us. And why we continue to study, why we continue to grow, and why our faith's important is because we want to make sure we're using football to try to share that faith and to help our people, our young people, come to know the saving grace of that. And there's a lot of young people in our profession have never maybe even stepped foot in a church. We might be the only church they see. And I want to make sure through the way we coach that they have a chance to see Jesus and what he's done in my life and the favor and blessings that he showed us through the ups and downs of our trials and testimonies. And that's why we study. That's why we have a chaplain that's around us, because I want us and myself and our team, our coaches, to continue to grow. But also that gives us the ammunition to be able to share and spread that message with the players that God brings to us.
Mm. Jamie Chadwell, head coach at Coastal Carolina U in Conway, South Carolina. Football team 11-1 this year. Jamie, thanks for taking all this time to talk about your team and your program, and today, most importantly, about your commitment to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah, if you need something, you holler at me.
Okay, we'll do that, Coach. Bye-bye.